Okay, added to the injury list from yesterday, Lonnie Fua with a knee, Ironhead Gallon with a knee. All those will be, we'll see how long. Still checking with MRIs and all that kind of stuff. Ed Stinson with a hamstring, and then other guys are the same. Really solid day. I thought both sides got after it pretty good. Pleased with both lines of scrimmage. Some young guys showed up more in the run game, blocking, struggled in the passing game, but no, I was pleased. I thought it was the worst day of wide receiver play we've had in 5 years. We must have dropped 5 touchdowns and 8 other plays. Very, very poor. Other than that, it was a really solid day. Just hitting today. It's still too soon. We don't play for 6 more weeks, but we'll tackle some next week before we go to Dallas. In the last few years, we have to teach these guys how to block before we put them in that drill. Too many stiff necks, you know, that miss time, you know, and you don't want to miss time in here. So, you know, I think they're more than ready. And we allow them to cut. Most teams don't allow them to cut. We're going to play real. When we're playing live football, we play real football. So you have to play a cut block, and you have to learn how to cut. Andre got hurt in Atlanta 2 years ago trying to cut a guy and tore a kidney up. So you got to learn how to do it too.
You guys still plan on having Flowers in for a visit tomorrow?
Yes. He's getting physical now. So.
What do you expect to see out of him?
Well, we played against him. So, you know, just hopefully he's healthy. You know, he did have a concussion last year. So that's, you know, he'll get checked out very, very good in that department. And hopefully he's ready to go. You're going to see some guys coming in here real fast to build this roster just in case. And either young guys have performed well enough, and there are so many good veterans on the street that you want to have guys ready to go.